Centers and Peds podcast, episode 346 for Wednesday, May 6th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. I'm discombobulated.
You're right there.
346.
346.
Wow. So, couple shout outs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go ahead and do this thing.
No, go ahead.
No, just hit me.
No, it's okay. All right. So, there are three guys in a boat.
Okay.
They have four cigarettes. No light, nothing to light it with. What do they do?
I don't know.
They throw a cigarette overboard, and then they're a cigarette lighter.
So, a couple shout-outs. happy birthday to our friend Mercedes. Her birthday is on, it was yesterday on the 5th. It's always Cinco de Cedi. And we brought our cat to work today. She may make an appearance.
and big shout out to my good friend Jason.
Our.
And Liz. And our good friend Jason our and Liz.
Our good
yep.
friends, Jason and Liz.
And their newest firstborn, Rowan. So.
Good job, Liz.
Good job.
Adorable. Liz did all the work. It's always like, oh, my friend Jason, like,
well, you know,
Liz, milk it for all you got, man. This is the only chance. Oh! Seiko really wants to be in the podcast, and it's just not going to work.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, well, let's just keep going. We'll figure out what to do with that.
You know, the last time I saw somebody pick up a cat like that, it didn't end well.
All right, so we've got some pens to talk about. So anyway, congratulations, Jason and Liz, and the little guy. Awesome. So
you know, newborn babies are just the cutest. They all look like little aliens, and it's just, it really made me think about when I had my kids, and then it occurred to me that was a long time ago. So
a few years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, new pens.
Yes, let's talk new pens.
First up, Edison.
Okay.
So we've got Beaumonts.
Yes, my favorite.
I like this new one. There's a couple new Beaumonts in the lineup.
Okay. And they do this periodically.
Yeah,
they will
mix it up.
They'll discontinue some colors and they'll add new ones. Some of these have been in the works for a while, right?
Yeah, usually that's how it goes. But this is the new Beaumont Aurum.
Okay.
And it's kind of a goldish, grayish, tannish.
Marble-ish.
Goldish.
You said
with
that.
Gold trim. Well, it's got a lot of gold in it.
Yeah, it does. Very pretty. Very
really,
pretty.
Really nice.
Very subtle. It's definitely not a flashy pen, which I like.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like you see gold in a...
Like in a natural
vein.
Setting. Yeah,
yeah,
like chunks.
That's what it looks like, yep.
So this could have been your anniversary present.
Could have been. It wasn't.
No. Okay.
Next up.
Fireball.
Wow. You know, there's a little bit of translucency in there, actually.
This is a bright-ass pen.
I can see through that.
I can see that.
And rhodium trim on it. Of course, these the Beaumonts have the number 6 nibs. It's nice.
You know, this is pretty and discreet and subdued. This is like, wow.
But it's not too...
No, it's not obnoxious.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that it's bright.
Yeah.
It's bright and colorful.
It's nice.
Okay.
So... and then we also have a couple of new Perlettes. The first one here is, now the Perlettes are the smaller size.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 nib.
Number 5 nib, not terribly smaller. Actually, we can compare the two here.
Which is why we brought it.
Yeah, they're not really too much smaller, but it does use a number 5 nib. And this is the new Quantum, which is kind of a gray with red marbling, rhodium trim. That's nice. And then I like that they're very, very Japanese and they're very flush. The cap sits flush with the barrel. And the new one, Finger Paints, which is this yellow, blue, red, orange, purple, green. Did I miss any colors?
It's kind of like a rainbow of
Yeah,
flavors.
It's like a
like
kind
Skittles.
Of like a clown almost. It's very, very bright. Almost colors you'd see in, you know, New Mexico, Nevada.
Yeah.
I don't know. Finger paints, so it's just this.
It's pretty. It's definitely colorful. This is not for somebody who's shy.
Yeah, it's a little bit loud, but it's.
I think it's enthusiastic.
It is enthusiastic, and I think it's going to do well. It's like, you know, we've had some colors that I didn't personally like in the past, and they always seem like the ones I don't like do really well. So
okay,
finger paints and Quantum,
okay,
and the Pearlette, and then the Beaumonts. The new two additions are the Aurum, my favorite, and the Fireball. So
maybe I'll put that over here and just mess with your system.
Okay, right. Should we move on? Let's move on to this.
This is kind of sad. The new release of the Esterbrooks has been really good.
The Estes.
Well, the Esterbrook line.
Yeah.
Within the Este model, and they've had several gorgeous colors. Mm-hmm. They are discontinuing the evergreen with the gold trim and the honeycomb with the gold trim.
Yeah, the honeycomb, the gold trim is completely gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do have two total pens in the evergreen with the gold trim. I would really request that somebody buy both of these so that I don't keep one.
Well,
really
when we got the notice, I called up Ken right up, and I said, "How many you got left?" And he said, "We got two." I said, "Great, we'll take them." And but they're nice. They have that spring.
That spring cap
is nice.
I like that.
It's a really great color. It's really a solid.
I know.
Really solid color. The green with the rhodium trim fountain pens will still be available. The green with gold trim. Rollerball is still available. It's just the green with gold trim fountain pen is being discontinued.
So. Along with the honeycomb.
Along with the honeycomb. Gold only. But we should mention with the honeycomb, the oversize in gold is still available. It's just the standard size honeycomb in gold that is completely sold out.
That was pretty too.
So you can get the oversize, you can get the rollerball in honeycomb with gold. Or you can get the honeycomb in rhodium trim in the fountain pen.
Which is still very pretty.
Yes, yes.
So yeah.
Anyway, there are two left of these guys.
With the gold trim.
Let's make them go away. Because I would like one too, actually.
Oh, God. Well, we could just keep these.
Well, I like these. I liked the blue originally, but the green came out and it was really nice. And anyway.
All right.
Big news this week. Big news. We've been waiting for this for
a long time.
A while.
As you know, the... Sailor Special Nib program was launched almost a year ago.
Yes, yeah.
Over a year ago, yeah.
Only
a few companies, only a few retailers in the country have these. We generally
Brick and mortar only.
We have these down in the Chicago store, which is closed at the moment. So I brought them home to keep them safe, tucked under my pillow.
They currently reside in Appleton.
Under my pillow.
They do not.
And we did receive notice that we can sell some of them online. So the pens...
Previously, you had to go into the store.
Yes.
And what Sailor was trying to do is they want to try to get the customer to actually physically put the pen in their hand and try it out. And that way you know. Because they're different than anything else you've ever tried. If you've never tried them, they're completely different. They're very difficult. They could be difficult, if you're not familiar with them, to order them online. So they wanted you to do that, and they said, well, no, you can't sell them online. And so this last week, we got the notice.
That the Naginata Togi nibs can now be sold online.
So that is six different pens.
Correct.
So the black and gold, or
which
I have here, or the black and rhodium, and they come in three different widths. So Naginata Togi medium fine, medium, and broad. So there's six pens.
Yes.
Not the Muse, Cross Music, Cross Point, Concord, Fude, Emperor. Those are not available. We can't sell those online yet. I'm fingers crossed that that's going to happen.
Someday. But not anytime soon.
Yep.
Keep in mind that these are, I would call them certainly generously juicy writers.
Yeah, and a normal, the thing about the Naginata Togi, in a normal writing angle, they're very broad. In fact, the medium fine, medium, and broad all write the exact same nib width at a normal writing angle. So if you like a double broad, this is a great pen. If you normally write extra fine or fine, in order to get the medium fine, the medium, or the broad that the nib is designated, you have to raise the pen to an upward angle.
Which makes it similar to how you write with a zoom.
Yes.
But it is not the same as a zoom.
Yeah, it's not the same as a zoom.
Sometimes people get it confused because that is how you do get the thinner line width, but...
Right. So if you have a Naganoratogi medium fine, you want that medium fine line, you have to go up here.
Well, not all the way, but you have
pretty
to certainly
close.
Go
pretty
higher.
Close to vertical, yes. Yeah. At a normal writing angle, 45 degrees, 30 degrees, it's very broad. So just keep that in mind. If you really like extra fines, then this pen is probably not for you.
Correct.
So, but if you love juicy, oh my gosh, these nibs are great. And the Rhodium Naganoratogi is the only one, this is the only special nib that actually comes in Rhodium.
Correct. Rhodium All trim. The other pens have the gold-plated trim.
Yeah, yeah, black and gold. So, and they only come in 1911 large, and they only come in this body.
Now, it is a, hold that up again. It is the slightly different, it's got a different cap band. Mm-hmm. It has a different engraving on the nib, and the section and nib do not interchange with other 1911 larges. Mm-hmm. And they did this on purpose.
Yeah.
Because years ago, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of options between the nib and the body, and it just made it unsustainable.
Yeah.
Which is why they stopped selling what they called the bespoke nibs, waited a while, got caught up on the backlog, which was years, and mm-hmm. then they relaunched it this way to keep it sustainable.
Yeah.
So they are... Are they exactly the same size?
They're the same size. They're a little bit heavier. There's a metal threading inside the barrel to accommodate the different
section.
The different inside of the section. The nib and the feet are pretty much exactly the same size, but the section is different. So
yes, you can't just take the section out, pop it into another 1911 large.
Correct. It won't fit because it doesn't have that inside threaded part in the barrel.
Right. But it's super exciting that you can now get these online, especially while everyone is stuck at home and you can't get to Chicago.
I have a couple of these. Oh, actually, I have one. I have a Naganoratogi Broad. Oh, that's great. I love it. You have an ink that has sheen on it. I'm getting excited. I'm going to go get that out today, actually. I'm going to find where that is.
Apparently.
I'm excited. I'm just excited. It's been a long time since we've had Naganoratogi available to sell online. It's been years. Now we can do it. These are really great pens. The new engraving on the nibs is just fantastic.
I love how sleek it is.
And basically all they did is they removed that outer, that outer scroll work, and it really simplifies the nib. It makes it look so classy.
Very sleek.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. So anyway.
That's...
Naganoratogi, now online. Very exciting. Medium fine, medium broad, gold and rhodium.
Medium fine, comma...
Medium, comma, broad. It's a medium fine, medium broad. That's what I want. I'm going to have that nib ground.
When are you going to get to do that?
I don't know. I'll call Mark back or something.
There you go.
I'm moving on to some paper.
Yes.
We'll move on to paper.
I love these.
Thursday, May 21st, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow, is National Notebook Day.
We will be giving away 6 Oasis journals. These are fantastic.
These are large, the B5 size.
Yes.
They have a cool ruling.
You know, I always joke with people in Chicago in the store that it's like they couldn't decide what this was going to be, so they threw it all together, is so cool.
Line, dot,
it's lines,
grid.
Dots, sort of
it's
a grid.
It's got extra little dot marks on the
little
top and
margins.
The bottom.
This is just...
It's cool.
A lot of people love this to practice their handwriting.
Yep. It's like kind of like French ruled. Almost
in
a way.
Nearly.
Well, they use it like people use French roll.
Yes.
I guess that's what I mean. So.
Yeah, but this is way easier on the eyes.
Yeah, and the paper is very good. It's Japanese. It's made by Nakabayashi. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
Because
we're talking
about
this notebook.
Giving them away.
Yes.
For National Notebook Day, and so you already—I don't know anything about this.
We are. So how we're going to do this? We're going to have an address.
How do I get one?
We're going to have an ad. You just go to the store and you pull one out. We'll have an address on the screen, and it's going to be a mail-in. And just send us a letter and tell us what you've been doing during quarantine. Tell us how 2020 is working out for you, whatever.
Dear Brian, I've been eating too much, drinking too much, taking naps every day. That's it?
You can just go to the store and pick one out. You don't have to write a letter. So anyway, we're giving those away 2 weeks from tomorrow, National Notebook Day, and thank you to Atoya. And so we've got these six Oasis B5. They're nice. They're nice size.
I love these. Yeah. Love these. So I like the biggest one. I like the bigger one.
So just send to the address, and we will pick six random winners.
It's mail-in only?
It's mail-in only.
So do it today.
Do it
because
today.
Because especially with the mail and...
Just don't put it off because it's going to take 4 or 5 days to get here anyway, so you really got to do it now.
But
anyway, that's for National Notebook Day coming up. And what else we got? Anything else? I'm going to go to the store and get you a notebook.
I'm good. I have one.
You what? We shouldn't, you know, as long as we have this, let's bring that out. Oasis notebooks, these come in like what, 5 different colors now? 6 different
five
colors?
Or six. There's the
new ones are great. The wintergreen.
The wintergreen is
sky.
A beautiful kind of an aqua color. The sky is a gorgeous bright blue. There's a charcoal.
And a lace
green,
flat too.
The brick red. And what am I forgetting?
Avocado? Did you get that one? Avocado?
The green.
Brick red, black. Sky green, winter green. Yeah, there's another one. I forget what it is.
Anyway, they're gorgeous. They're awesome. I do love the sky and the winter green. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and they come in 3 different sizes. But we're giving away the largest one, the B5.
Yes.
So write in and tell us what's going on.
That's about it.
So.
We celebrated our anniversary.
No.
Yeah, 10 years of Brian putting up with me. That's pretty impressive.
Cheers.
What'd we do?
What did we do? We watched a lot of TV.
We decided
we
were
going to,
for the 10 year anniversary, we were going to celebrate all weekend. So we had a nice dinner Friday.
We did.
What did we do Saturday?
Was Saturday we went for a walk.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Outside. It was 70 degrees.
Gorgeous. And I think we just relaxed on Sunday.
Yep.
But 10 years. And like I said last podcast, it was kind of nice to not be at a show. I know you were jonesing to be at a show because you missed shopping on our anniversary.
Yes.
But it was nice to not be in pack, unpack.
Yeah.
You know, get up early, work all day, network at night. It was nice to not do that. And just, we took a walk and held hands. And
all that cute stuff.
Yeah.
So I should mention what pen I've got in my pocket this week.
Yes. What pen do you have?
You know, I'm going to try to have a different pen every week. I think that's possible. Maybe. This
are
is
they all
the,
going to have nibs? Sorry.
This is the Sailor King of Pen.
Yes.
In Sky.
I do like that one.
And I believe I have the Sailor Shimoyo ink in here.
Okay.
So that's
so
mine.
You're like branching out with these inks.
I am. And actually, I've got another one at work that I'm gonna open up. I'm going to put in my anniversary pen.
You were going to put purple in there.
Yes.
I've
got something picked out. I can't remember what it is, though.
That's a step.
Every week I'm changing another
zone
ink
for you.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Another ink. And that's the pen. That's the pen I got with me this week because it writes great.
I made another scarf.
Where is it? You didn't bring it.
I didn't bring it.
All right. Anything else we got to talk about?
You know, I think that's it. We're just hunkering down like everybody else. Some states are starting to open up.
Yep. Both stores are still closed. We are shipping 5 days a week,
yes.
Monday through Friday. Available for curbside pickup in Appleton only, 9:30 to about 12:30-ish. Of course, you can call. We're answering the phone and, you know, as long as we're there. So, but that's it. So thanks for joining us this week. Tune in next time for more talk about pen and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other updates and other fun things.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pen.